first off, as you mentioned, they make up over 95% of all the businesses in the nation. And furthermore, they're responsible for generating over 50% of our gross national product, as well as over 60% of all new jobs right at the moment, which makes them very important to our overall economy. The issues that they have is that they are small business people. They do their business. They know what their business is, and they are so focused on that business that they really don't have time for other things, including IT or including information security. That's not their job, and they don't have time for it. Consequently, they're not aware of where the dangers are and what, if anything, they can do about it.
And I've understood that in recent months, recent weeks, that some of the malware that small businesses have received through phishing emails or other means have resulted in withdrawal of funds from their bank accounts and even some bankruptcies.
Is that the case? That's a correct statement, and the Small Business Administration has been saying some alerts on that in terms of small businesses that they deal with.
And so what kind of guidance is NIST offering now that can help small business people who, as you say, don't really want to spend too much time fiddling with computers?
Well, NIST recognized this problem because we have an outreach that goes out and teaches small business owners and principals throughout the country the basics, the fundamentals of information security. It's not rocket science. There are certain things that they can do to protect themselves. You had mentioned malware, viruses, and phishing emails and that sort of thing. And what can they do? Well, they can go buy software from the Best Buy or Office Depot or Staples or wherever they want to go, and they can install that software on their systems or have somebody install that software on the systems, and that software will alert them whenever someone is trying to do something bad on their systems, or if there is already malicious code installed on their systems, that software, the antivirus, anti-malware software, will detect it, find it, and then remove it. And so in that sense, it will protect them from the malicious codes, of which there are many.
We're talking this morning to Richard Kissel, Information Security Specialist at the National Institutes of Standards and Technology. So this new handbook will give guidelines to small businesses about keeping their data safe. What kind of tips do you have for people who are interested in this information?
Well, we have the tips that we've already talked about. The handbook is 20 pages, so it's an easy read. It's written in plain English. There's no techie-ese here at all. Well, not much.
And what, a little. We can handle a little.
There's a little bit, yes. You got to do a little bit. So it's 20 pages. It's divided into three sections. The first section is the 10 things that you have to do. You don't really have a choice here. We've already talked about the one of them. The second section is things you really ought to do after you finish the first 10. And then there's food for thought for future planning for small businesses as the third section. And so we've talked about the malicious code. And the second thing that we recommend in this list of 10 things is that most businesses are connected to the Internet, and they use the Internet connection. They have a presence on the web. They do a lot of business there, and you have to protect that connection. And the way you protect a connection like that is to have a firewall or a firewall function that's between your network, your computers, and the Internet. And it doesn't have to be a dedicated box that's just a firewall. It can be a function of a router or a function of a modem. But it does have to be there. It does have to watch those packets and keep the bad packets from coming in and keep stuff from going out that you might not want to go out.
And how will you get this information out? I mean, does it exist in a published or printed form that you could put, say, in the GSA's distribution center in Pueblo, Colorado?
Well, it's presently available on the NIST webpage, which is csrc.nist.gov. It's in the form of what we call a NISTR, a NIST interagency report. And so if you go to csrc.nist.gov, you connect or click on NIST in this NISTR on this in the middle column, and that'll take you to that list of NISTRs. It'll be the second or third one from the top, and you just click on it, download it to your system. 20 pages. It's a quick thing to get, quick thing to print out, and an easy read.
Mr. Kissel, I think it's very important for small businesses to bear this in mind. They already have a lot on their shoulders now with the recession, so I think that giving them a little advice about how to keep their data and their system safe is probably very wise.
It's a good thing to do, and it's a good thing to do it in a form that they can actually take and use and not be befuddled about what is this thing telling me to do.